UT Health RGV Cancer and Surgery Center bringing unified cancer care and research to the Valley. New state-of-the-art facility slated to open in 2025 by Heriberto Perez Zuniga, Rio Grande Valley, Texas. In labs at the UTRGV School of Medicine, researchers like Dr. Diane Nguyen, Dr. Shima Khan, and Dr. Murali Yalapa working to change how cancer is understood and treated, both in the Rio Grande Valley and beyond. Khan and Yalapu are part of the South Texas Center of Excellence in Cancer Research, where they are developing next-generation diagnostics and therapies for some of the area's most aggressive and deadly cancers, including breast, cervical, liver, pancreatic, colorectal, and gastrointestinal cancers. Their shared goal is to bring the latest in medicine to a region historically underserved in cancer care. My focus on medicine and cancer research has been shaped by a strong sense of social responsibility and service, said Khan, assistant professor in the Division of Immunology and Microbiology at the UDRGV School of Medicine and a member of the South Texas Center for Excellence in Cancer Research. I've seen the toll it can take physically, emotionally, and socially. Every discovery we make in the lab has the potential to save lives. Dr. Diane Nguyen, Clayburgh Foundation Endowed Chair and Chief of the Division of Medical Oncology at UT Health RGV, said the opening the UT Health RGV Cancer and Surgery Center will provide Valley patients with comprehensive cancer care close to home. UTRGV photo by Heriberto Perez Zuniga. RGV Research, RGV Impact. Khan's work focuses on the tumor microenvironment, the immune cells, blood vessels, structural tissue, and microorganisms that surround a tumor and can influence its growth. In gastrointestinal cancers, this microenvironment can block effective drug delivery and help cancer cells grow uncontrollably, she said. By understanding these interactions, we can design more targeted treatments tailored to the biology of each tumor and patient. Colleague Yalapa shares that commitment to precision medicine. His lab is pioneering smart nanoparticle systems to deliver cancer drugs more efficiently and with fewer side effects. We're developing nanoparticles that can seek out tumor cells and release drugs directly into them, said Yalapu, associate professor in the Division of Immunology and Microbiology at the UTRGV School of Medicine at the UTRGV School of Medicine. It's a way to improve treatment success while reducing the toxicity that comes with traditional chemotherapy. The researchers emphasize the shift from a one-size-fits-all approach to one that's more personalized. Traditional chemotherapy is like a sledgehammer, Khan said. But therapies like antibody-drug conjugates and nanoimmunotherapies act more like guided missiles. They go directly to the tumor and spare healthy tissue. Their work already is having a great impact. The team recently discovered distinct gut microbiome patterns in Valley patients with liver cancer and non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, an EFLD, a condition common in South Texas. Some bacterial strains found in tumors may serve as early biomarkers for cancer risk, while others may offer protection. These findings could help pave the way for earlier detection and new prevention strategies. UTRGV School of Medicine researchers are advancing cancer care through research and collaboration. Pictured, right to left, Dr. Diane Nguyen, Dr. Murali Mohan Yalapu, Dr. Subhash C. Chauhan, Dr. Shima Khan, Abigail Gomez, Rinki Varma, Dr. Neeraj Chauhan. Second row, right to left, Dr. Shweta Singh, Dr. Swati Dasmana, Dr. Hanuma Kumar Ghali, Iris Enriquez. Third row, right to left, Hossein Ahmed, Lindsay Shim, Dr. Anupam Dasmana, Reynaldo Mondes, Dr. Anuj Singh, Ashley Luna, Valerie Ledesma. Not pictured are Dr. Mohammed Sikander, Dr. Bilal Hafiz, Dr. Sahir Alvi, Dr. Vivek Kashyap. UTRGV photo by Heriberto Perez Zuniga. Care at home. Cancer patients in the Valley soon will have access to a centralized facility offering comprehensive cancer treatment, diagnostics, and research, all in one place. Slated to open in 2025, the new UT Health RGV Cancer and Surgery Center will serve as more than a treatment facility. It also will be a center for cancer research where scientists and clinicians can collaborate to improve the options and possibilities for Valley patients. Dr. Diane Nguyen, Robert J., Clayburgh, Jr. and Helen C., Clayburgh Foundation Chair in Medical Oncology and Chief of the Division of Medical Oncology at UT Health RGV, said the Cancer Center will expand opportunities for clinical research and trials at the UDRGV School of Medicine. A member of the American Association for Cancer Research, AACR, the American Society of Clinical Oncology, ASCO, and the American Society of Hematology, ASH, Nguyen emphasized that groundbreaking cancer research is already happening in the Valley. People often think major advances only happen in big cities, she said. But importantly, innovative research is happening right here at home, and it's improving outcomes for our local patients. She said cancer research is a field in which scientific discovery can translate directly into saving lives. It's a team effort. Everyone works together, the scientists in the lab and the clinicians caring for patients, she said. Here in South Texas, we have an opportunity to build a model for cancer research that addresses health disparities head-on. Dr. Everardo Cobos, interim dean of the UDRGV School of Medicine and chair of the Department of Medicine and Oncology, agrees that the UT Health RGV Cancer and Surgery Center represents a turning point for cancer research in the Valley. It's about giving our patients access to the best care and the latest treatments without leaving their community, he said. We're building something lasting, something that will benefit the Rio Grande Valley for years to come. Dr. Diane Nguyen, Dr. Shima Khan, and Dr. Murali Yalapu are part of a collaborative team at the UDRGV School of Medicine working to bring advanced cancer research and treatment options to the Rio Grande Valley. UTRGV photo by Heriberto Perez-Zuniga.